Track 5. Exercises 3 to 5. Pages 46 and 47.
And now our visit with the youngest winner ever of the Nobel Peace Prize, Malala Yousafzai. She was just 11 years old when she began blogging and talking about her life in Pakistan under the rule of the Taliban in the Swat Valley. She was just 15 when a Taliban gunman tried to silence her by shooting her in the head. She survived that attack, and now at 20, she has become a global voice for girls' education. Malala recently returned from a world trip that took her to the Middle East, Latin America, Africa, and North America. While there, she met with young women, some of whom had escaped radical groups like ISIS and Boko Haram, to encourage them in their fight for education. She called it her girl power trip. And this past week, she attended the United Nations General Assembly in New York, where she spoke with political leaders about the need to prioritize spending on education around the world. We went to New York City to speak with Malala, and I started our conversation by asking her why she chose to start her girl power trip in Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
I was really inspired by the way they welcomed refugees. And they were like brothers and sisters living together, no matter their background, no matter what their religion was. And that gave such a good message to the world that this is the America, the real America, that ideal America that the world thinks of, its values, the way it welcomes people. And it's about freedom. It's about respect towards other people, no matter where you are from.